Blog Talk Radio.
Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 411 shows and counting this evening. This is just so wonderful having this radio platform to help all the animals in need and distress. And thanks to all the former amazing guests that's come on this show, a big shout out to all of you, the callers that called in, all the listeners, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep rocking the airways for all the animals in need because they so well deserve it. And it's up to us to take the action to have their lives better and for futures also. I mean, the ones that's not born yet, so when we all come together as one and get those changes made, hey, the animals will know. We won't be able to tell until the changes happen, but we know that they're going to especially thank all of us. They can't tell us, but we'll know when their lives start to change for the better. But I want to get this show started. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. And Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. And I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard. Hope you enjoy the show. Keep coming back. Keep spreading the word. And all you returning listeners, thank you for all of your support. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, you can listen by the internet or by phone. And by the internet, it will say upcoming broadcast. And then after the show will be archived and it will be on-demand episodes. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And this show is also coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And that's www.ppjg.me. And you go to the the bottom of the promo, listen live here, and it will lead you to Blog Talk Radio. And all these shows, you could always go back and listen and share. You can share from the bottom of the PPJ Gazette. You see the icons, social media, press, and share where you want it to go. And on the right-hand column of the PPJ Gazette, You can search Voices Carry for Animals, and all the archive shows will pop up. Listen to which one you want to listen to. Press the arrow, it will download and will play. And all these shows, ladies and gentlemen, they are all worth listening to. But it will take some time. So whatever you're interested in, or whatever you have, you know, issues that you like the animals to see better lives and futures, please contact your state representatives and senators. And I always announce this on my show because it's so important. They are the big dogs. Area code 202-224-3121. And during business hours, Monday through Friday, just you'll ask for your zip code and ask them to speak to your state representative or senator. And then most likely you won't get to talk to them that time, but you could talk to the legislation aide or the, you know, whoever calls on the phone, or you can email them, you know, if you're more comfortable with that. So please get involved, stay proactive, optimistic, and, you know, relentless. That's the key, because it doesn't happen overnight. So we all have to, you know, band together. And we are, Mama Cat is a big supporter of the show. She always says strength in numbers. And that is so very true. Power in numbers. We the people have power in numbers if there is enough of us, okay? So only a handful will only be spinning our wheels. But I hope everyone enjoys the show, and I will be taking calls in later on part of the show. And that number every Thursday, if you want to put in your contact list, for Voices Carry for Animals to be in the queue, is area code 310-982-4270. And if you want to talk, press 1. And just try to refrain from any noises in the background. I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest in, and his name is Vince Cena, Board of Directors and Social Media Manager, Director of the Animal Hope Wellness Foundation. How are you, Vince? You're live and on the air. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Debbie. It's good to be here. I appreciate this.
Yes, and love to have you on board. Love to have you on board. This is awesome. You want to go ahead and
tell
the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. So I say I got involved sometime around 2016. I began to go onto social media and began to see all of the injustices and all of the different things that, and none of this sit right with me. And so I was looking for a way that I can get involved, but I wanted to really get involved in an impactful way. I didn't want to just do it from like a pedestrian standpoint. And so I began following a lot of these different animal welfare pages and a lot of rescues, probably a lot that we have in common. And one of them was the Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation, because the reason why is because I believe that they had the right idea comprehensively. So they weren't just doing the physical rescue. They were providing education. They were involved in the legislation, a lot of different forms of advocacy. And so I think that they most closely aligned with what I was trying to do at the time. And so I started following them. And shortly after that, not too long after, in fact, they were coordinating a trip to Washington, D.C. to visit lawmakers about getting legislation passed. And I was like, oh, this is it. I want to do just this. And so fast forward, and with a lot of different things in between, that led me to where I am now.
Yeah, that is great. And I want to really thank you for everything that you do there, Vince, because it's so inspiring and uplifting, you know, and stepping up the plate and doing what you're doing. Everyone will be talking of this evening about call to actions, educating the youth to animal welfare and compassion, and being an animal rescuer. Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation is focused on rescuing abused and neglected animals locally, internationally, and throughout the Asian dog meat trade, rehabilitating them and finding them forever homes. We embrace compassion, education, legislations toward a brighter future for animals. And they're so well, you know, they deserve it. You know, a lot of this, Vince, is so long overdue, you know, but it's rolled over from the 20th century. And we do see victories, and it takes work to do that, but we do see them. And then we want to do the happy dance and not stop there. You know, we want to keep going. But with the call to actions, we'll start with that. And anyone that wants to call in, like I said, like part of this show, just try to refrain from any noises in the background. You're more than welcome to, you know, come on board. Because the Blog Talk Radio picks up all sounds, so this is putting your heads up there. But, Vince, you want to, let's start out with call to actions. When we try to get everyone to take that action, sign that petition, make that phone call, write that letter, whatever it takes to get the legislators' attention. So you want to go ahead and start with that, because I know you're all involved with that also, and that's so very important. But go ahead and tell the audience.
Okay, go ahead. Sure, I can expand on that. So a call to action, the way it works is a certain situation will come along that requires attention, and just what's in the title, a call to action, something that the follower has to take part in. So for example, if I put together a call to action and post it online, there's a lot of information that I have to collect. So number one, I have to collect the information. I have to make a very compelling case then. Let's try to get people to follow my lead and to take the actual action. So for example, oh wow, there are so many examples, but let's just say, for example, that which is common these days, we hear about maybe a police officer maybe being too heavy-handed and shooting and killing somebody's dog. So we'll collect the information. We basically will put out as much information about it as possible. So location, we will actually try to reach out to people and try to mobilize people who are local to where it happens. We will put the who, what, where, when, and why. We'll put who the police department is that we have to target, for example. We will put phone numbers. If there's an applicable petition, I'll include that as well. And any other action that the follower can take in order to begin turning the wheels of justice. So if it so happens that if it's a lawmaker in that area that we need to target, I'll put that information too. And it's all worked out really well so far. I mean, now the outcome of it is a whole different issue. I mean, the effort can't be diminished, but we try to put as much emphasis on the follower taking action, because we believe that there's strength in numbers. If enough people step up, and enough people take outrage, and enough people complain, but again, take action. We don't need anybody sad or angry emojis. We know all about that. We know how effed up it is. We know all of that stuff. But you'd be surprised. We put calls to action together where we've had hundreds of people call into the police stations demanding justice, or hundreds of people have emailed their federal or state legislator, and hundreds of people have shared it to social media so that it's reached people all over the world. So I believe in calls to action. I think because of the age of the internet, it's one positive that will continue to do and on a case-by-case basis.
Oh, yeah, and the more that's taken action, not only just sign, if there's a petition, sign it, share it also through, you know, social media, whatever you're on,
right.
And get that attention.
Right.
That gains more signatures. And sharing it, I always sign it and share it. That's so important. Or get the word out there or lead to where the action is, you know, being taken. And a lot of these shows I've had, you know, was on house bills and everything that's in legislation, several shows, and leading them. And everyone, if you never, you know, contacted your legislator or, you know, by phone or email or sign a petition or whatever, it's never too late. You know, get a hold of me. I'll explain everything. I'm a good teacher at that. I've told several of them, and taught them how to do it. And I'm there for everyone. You know, I know how to do it. I'm a pro at it. You know, I've been doing it long enough. And it takes teamwork, everyone, to get them changes made. It's so very important, because if we don't have enough of us, it's just going, we're spinning our wheels like this platform here. And everyone's listening, but if we don't take action, we're only blowing out steam, right, Vince? We have to do more and get those changes made. And I've seen it happen so many times. The victory's coming in, and that takes teamwork. And that's everybody working together, not apart, together. And the more organizations that support a House bill or a Senate bill, hey, that's even more power there, too, because we, the people, have power, okay, if there's enough of us, and it gets, and it gains strength, too. So that's what we got to do is, you know, teamwork is the key, everybody, because that's what it takes, because the animals cannot fight for themselves. We are their only voices, okay? So we have to stand up for them and do something and not just look away or, you know, ignore the problem or kick them to the curb. It's not right. We want total justice for them. You know, let them live with comfort and peace and happiness and free from abuse and neglect, because there's a lot of it going on out there. I mean, we're talking worldwide, not just in the United States, okay? So please do your part, bring, you know, recruit other ones to do so, and you're going to see changes made, and then you're going to be happy that you were a part of it when a victory comes, right, Vince? That's so important.
That's correct.
We have to work together, and the more of us, the better, okay? So take that action, make that phone call, write that letter, you know, meet your rep in person. You know, just do whatever you do. Sign that petition. Let your voice heard out there, because that means so much. You know, every life out there matters, including all the animals. So, and the children, the animals, the elderly, they cannot fight for themselves. So we have to do it for them. You know, they're voiceless and helpless and innocent, defenseless. So whatever you can do, be a positive impact in this world, a positive light in such a very dark world, and make it better, because we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals, so we got to make the best of it, you know. So, but that call to action is so important, Vince. It means so much. You know, I seen, I was on your Facebook page earlier where those two cops, they hit that deer with a shovel, and my blood was boiling. I shared it a lot all over the place, trying to gain attention to it. There's no excuse for that. You know, that's totally unacceptable, and they left the deer to die. I mean, what kind of world do we live in? And everybody on it's sad. The Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation on Facebook. And also, Vince, can you give your website out, too? And how can you help out? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was an axe, by the way, that the cop used against the deer. So the website is animalhopeandwellness.org. We also are very active on Instagram as well, and that's Animal Hope and Wellness. Instagram seems to have taken precedence lately because, well, hey, that's where all the kids are. So we have a very active following on Instagram as well. And so we have a lot of loyal followers. They know that they come to us to hear the worst of the worst. We always, it's funny, we were just talking about this the other day, that we always go through a process where because of our content, we always lose followers because some people just get compassion fatigue. They just get exhausted and they're like, I can't do this anymore. I can't follow this page anymore. And we get it. I mean, we understand. We're not the ASPCA. We're not PETA. We're not Humane Society. They paint a little bit of a different picture and have a different agenda than we do. We really put ourselves out there and provide characterization on, I guess, what you would consider the worst of humanity. I mean, there are things that we post about that are literally demonic in nature. But if we don't get it out there, it won't get put out there. And so in the quest of protecting and lending voice to society's most vulnerable, which, you, as you mentioned before, are animals, children, and the elderly, this is what we try to do. We throw our hat into the ring, and we use our platform to try to, you know, seek justice somehow. Doesn't always work. Sometimes these things fall on deaf ears, but it gets people aware of what goes on out there in hopes that it will mobilize them to take action or to live a more compassionate lifestyle or be a defender of the innocent. And so there are a lot of different things that we talk about, like, but they're all cruelty-based. And people know that, like I said, they just come to us because they know, okay, what are they going to put up this time? And believe me, I know how it is. I can only imagine when somebody's thumbing through Facebook or Instagram and they scroll past and see our page posting something, right away, I know how it is. Their heart sinks. They're like, okay, what is it now? And chances are it's something really, really bad. And so this is what we do. This is what we're going to keep on doing until there is no more cruelty left or for as long as the public will have us. And so we know we're not easy to watch. I've said it before in the post. We're like, we know we're hard to follow. But I think the loyal people do get it. And the people who aren't down with that, well, they were never really followers in the first place. So it's okay. We move on.
Right, because it's the truth and reality of it all. You know, none of us like looking at that, or that, you know, graphic stuff. But, hey, it's the truth and reality, and take your anger into action and not just...
Yeah, I don't want to look at it either. Away. Believe me.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's hard on us. You know, we see those horrific videos or the photos, or it's terrible, everyone. But we're doing something about it, okay? We're not just going to look the other way or ignore it. There has to be action taken. Because if you want to see change, we got to take action. No questions asked. You know, so take that time, meaningful time. Be a positive light. Okay, out there, and help them out, because other than that, they can't help themselves for a better world, you know, a safer world, and living in, you know, peace and comfort, and free from anxiety and torture, neglect, abuse. There's so much of it going out there, it's sickening. There's no excuses for it. You know, we have to all do better out there. You know, gain strength, get out there and push for the laws and make this a better world for all, including the animals. Because when we do that, hey, I love seeing those victories come in, Vince, you know, and I know you do too. And all the hard work that you do, you know, and also the Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation, a big shout out to all of you out there. Thank you for all you're doing. Making that difference, because that's what it takes. being, you know, working
anything
together
we do
as a
could
team.
Never be enough, Debbie.
I know. We think, oh my goodness, you know, sometimes I look and I say, okay, what else can I do? How can I get stronger and stronger, you know, because I'm on, you know, this, besides this platform, you know, I help out as much as I can on whether it's Facebook, I admin on several groups and pages, you know, Twitter, I have a page on there with a lot of followers in connection with a lot of animal groups. Fans of Animal Rights on Facebook, they're a big supporter since almost beginning of the show, and they always help me promote my shows. And a lot of people, I wish I could bring all the names up, you know. I don't have enough time right now to do that, but they know who they are. And that teamwork is amazing. They don't disappear. It inspires me to keep going, everyone. You know, I want to keep these shows going, 411 tonight, and I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. I mean, over 9 years, there have been, it's been a while. And that's going for all animals in need and distress. And we do have issues out there. So, everyone, you know, let's take that problem and go for it. Let's put a zoom in on it, whatever, which one it is, and take care of it. And that will say, what, nip it in the butt, right, Vince? Let's do it.
Right.
You know, it's not that difficult. You know, it can't get no easier than helping making changes from your home, your phone, your computer, you know, if you have a fax. I mean, right there, if you got a scanner, you could have right there at your home in the comfort to help make changes. And it's so meaningful and worthwhile. You know, take a little, hey, 15, 20 minutes, you know, every other day. I mean, it's amazing in an hour how much I could do to help out. I mean, not just one cause. I mean, you're talking tons of them, you know, and I feel good about it. I know I'm trying to help out as much as I can and take that action, because when you do nothing, nothing's going to change, everyone. And so that means a lot right there when you take that meaningful time and do something. Make that phone calls, you know. Write those emails. Write those letters. Because it's right there with your actions. Every effort counts. And you're making a positive impact. And you're going to be happy when you see that victory come through. I know I like doing the victory dance there, Vic, Vince, you know, and do it. And that, I don't stop there. I said, hey, this is very well worth it, just like this radio platform. I know I'm not spinning my wheels. All the amazing guests, all the information, the awareness, the education, it's all there. So you can go back and listen to these shows anytime and you know, write down things, how you can help out or join their website. Or, you know, or their Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, and keep yourself alert and involved. You know, make donations if you can, because nothing's for free nowadays. It's just a high anxiety society going on, very high inflation, but we all can still do our part. We can't let that bring us down. We have to stay strong. And Vince, that's what I love, because, you know, all of us, even on this platform, you know, I don't only have somebody, you know, a guest on once or guest. I like to have them come back, because the more exposure, the better out there, and alerting the audience. Hey, this is what's going on. This is the truth and reality. You know, we don't like seeing those photos of abuse and neglect, but we have to do something about it. And that's what, you know, do something now. It's never too late. But, you know, and Vince, just like with the youth growing up, the children, and look at us, we're out there, we're advocating, we're helping them out. When you start the youth out young, they move forward into their adulthood treating animals the same, right? And if you want to speak about the educating the youth, go right ahead. Because that's so important.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's a mantra that I've had very early on. I think that's the only way to sort of curtail the abuse, because most abusers are adults. There are some kids, and that's a whole different issue, but most abusers grow into abusers for what I believe is lack of education. And they, you know, all kids start out innocent, right? We watched cartoons when we were kids. And guess what? In those cartoons, there was always animals. And so we were exposed to that very early on. And so what happens is what I want to know. Where does everything go wrong from adolescence to adulthood? Somewhere in that period is when kids lose their innocence and become adults and start committing abuse. So that tells me that when they were young, they really weren't instilled upon the right values of compassion. And I believe that the same thing applies to animal abuse, eventually becomes human abuse, and vice versa. So I think that if children are reached young and there is humane curriculum, humane education in school, I believe that these children will grow to be better and more compassionate adults, and the animals will benefit from that, because, like I said, most of the abuse that we see a lot of times starts very young and just manifests by the time they get older. So I believe that there should be more of a push for that in our society. Texas is a particular state which is probably statistically the most abusive state in the country. I'm not really sure what they're breeding over there or why Texas is comprehensively so cruel. But I believe that some of the places out there, some of the rescues do have the right idea, to where there is teaching the young in school at a very young age this way, again, so that they can just grow to be better citizens and more humane.
Yep, I mean, it's when I hear all these horrific stories, Vince, and I'm like, why? You know, and you know, especially I've seen some videos going through. This has been a while, but they would show videos of their child, you know, pulling the tail of the dog or the cat, and or hitting them in the face or riding them. That's a no-no. That's not good. That, why do you need to a kid ride a dog, or, you know, pull its hair, you know, the ears, or that's wrong. And that's if the parents don't do nothing about that, they're going to keep it up and things are going to get worse. So they have to correct them and say, no, that's not good. You know, that's not respect in that animal. Because that animal doesn't like it, you know. And so, you know, I look at it and I say, wow, what, you know, that's where it starts. I wish they would have more in the elementaries and the schools where they're, you know, field trips to these shelters and getting acquainted with them. You know, that would be awesome. You know, there's some out there. I've seen photos of where children are reading books to the shelter dogs, you know, and I think that's awesome, getting, you know, close to them, taking field trips. I don't know if you've seen that before, but that is so touching right there. And the dogs love it because they're sitting by and they're listening and getting, you know, close with the children. And there needs to be more education on compassion and respect for the animals out there.
I agree.
It'd be a better world. More education, everyone, in the schools, because animals are part of our everyday life out there. We don't get to see a lot of them, but there needs to be more education on them. And I think it would be more interesting through the students in school to learn more about them, too. You know, get close to them. And you know, if they have pets at home, they already know, you know, respect them and treat them like, you know, they're a furry loved one, and dignity and respect. So that's just so important out there, everyone. You know, education and awareness and more compassion in this world. It doesn't take anything, not a dime, to be a kind to an animal or a human. It doesn't cost it. Kindness rocks out there, everyone. And we need more of it in this world because it's lacking it very badly. And when the kindness, you know, kindness makes you feel good. Being kind to somebody or an animal or a person and being mean to them is a lot of stress that's unnecessary. You know, or abuse or temper tantrums, that's not acceptable. You know, I hate hearing when these abusers, they get a slap on the wrist and they've done, give me a horrific crime on these animals and just get probation or a fine. And it's terrible. Right, Vince? It's terrible. I can't
even
imagine.
Of the time.
You know, I mean, that animal didn't go through it. You know, a slap on the wrist. Some of them have hit death or got injured really bad. So, but anyone out there, if you are you ready for calls there, Vince? If you have any comments
sure,
or questions for the guests, you're more than welcome to come on board. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. And all these shows, you can follow my shows too, everyone, from the PPJ Gazette online. It alerts you in your primary email every time there's an upcoming broadcast. On the right-hand column of the PPJ Gazette, there's a follow. Put your email address, and every time there's a new podcast coming in, it will alert you in your primary email, okay, or on Blog Talk Radio under close to the logo. Press follow, give your email address. And every time, you know, a show's coming up, you will be alerted. And please spread the word because the more, the bigger the audience, the better for our animal friends. But anyone, it's 310-982-4270. Press 1 and alert me that you want to come on air, and I will bring you on. But Vince, we've got another great show this evening. I can't thank you enough for coming on. You know, what you're doing, because and all what we're talking about is so important, you know, educating the youth, call to actions, and we can get into being an animal rescuer also. But if you want to give the audience some tips on being an animal rescuer, and there's some noises in the background. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, it's my large bully breed chomping on a bone. Sorry about that.
That's a good one.
She insisted on coming in the room with me, and so I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was carrying over.
The bully breed. Oh,
so,
I know
so we
you're
have to
a good
with
daddy
that, but,
there. You know?
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry about that. But anyway.
No problem. Chomping on a bone.
So to be... Okay, so to be a rescuer, I mean, there's really no plan of action for that. Just some kind of, like for me, it was just some kind of dormant gene that was awakened in me that made me want to make a difference. And again, I don't hold the key to any of this. I'm just a guy who is out there. Flailing his arms, trying to figure things out as he goes along. I try to serve in the best way I can according to the attributes I can. I just happen to think the legislation, that's something that I really like to take part in. Some people like to get their hands with the physical rescue and getting dirty with that. I've done that before. I've been involved in every facet of rescue. But I think that everybody needs to find out what the talent is that they have. Some people like to do the cause to action. Some people are really good at drafting emails. Some people are really good at providing education. Some people are good at public speaking. Anything anyone has can be used. So I recommend to anybody to identify what that is. It could be, for example, that they have a job that they could use as a platform, or maybe they at work, they can find out through their management if they can have a maybe a rescue could come in and bring adoptable animals over there. There's all kinds of different ways. But again, I'm just kind of trying to figure it out as I go along too. But I've personally have been involved in pretty much every facet of rescue, but a lot of times where someone lives is going to dictate that. So obviously if someone lives in Houston, Texas, their focus is probably going to be the physical rescue because there's such a need there. Where I live, I don't have strays running around. This is a relatively humane place with upper, you know, middle to upper class people, and there's usually not any abuse that happens under those living circumstances. So that's why I serve and try to do other things as well. So I can only imagine what it would be like if I lived in one of those bad areas and all my focus had to be chase and rescue around Debbie.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you do so much. I mean, you're amazing. You know that? You are amazing. Yeah.
Please, stop with that. Trust me. There's nothing too special about what I do.
I know. I mean, just, you know, you're a big help out there. You're helping animals out, and that's inspiring within itself. You know, better lives.
And,
oh, yeah. I can tell. I mean, it's just keep it up because it's meaningful. It's, you know, and I've been reading where, you know, the Asian dog meat trade, there's another issue that's, you know, rehabilitating them and finding them their forever homes. This dog meat trade, everyone, needs to stop. I mean, it's sad where they put all these dogs in one thing all together real tight, no room. Oh, that is so heartbreaking and so cruel. And it needs to stop. So we have to, there's another area we got to hit. Because it's still going on, and it's been going on for year after year, decade after decade, and we need to have a stop. It's sickening. And if you don't know, just, you know, look it up, look on their website, whatever you could do to help out. I'm going to find a petition or something. You probably have one on your website or how we can help to get rid of that. That dog meat trade, everyone, it's sickening, and it's terrible. It's inhumane is what it is. And so whatever, you know, they help save lives from, you know, this meat trade too. So, hey, make a donation to them. Help them out. You know, nothing's for free out there. You know, whatever we could all do to, you know, make it better for them. And the more of us, strength the numbers, everyone, power numbers. Let's see some victories, good news, goals reached. Because that's what it takes. Right, Vince? I mean, that's teamwork. I love teamwork. I'm all about teamwork all the way. And
yeah.
And whatever it takes. Because I'm not going to say, oh, you know, just like what's on the air, I'm not in for competition. I'm in it for change, okay? So, and the more of us, the band together, the better. And with all this going on here, you know, since I've been on this radio platform, I've seen changes. I can't take credit, but when you're involved, a human chain reaction to take action, you will notice things, good things happening too. And that's what keeps me going there, Vince. I don't give up. I say, hey, check this out. You know, whether I was a part of it or not, and there's a victory comes through, I'll get the word out there and say, hey, this is what it takes. All of us come together as one, being of one voice, and take that action. That's what it takes, everyone. So do your part. Spread the word. You know, just like with these shows, it takes teamwork to get them promoted out there. You know, and I thank every one of you for that. And it takes teamwork to get petitions out there, you know, contact your legislators, you know, be a voice. And don't wait for the next person to, you know, do anything. Do it yourself. because your actions do count. And I got a caller here calling in there, Vince. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Erico 719. I know who this is. This is Mama Cat, my tag team. Mama Bear's tag team. How are you?
I'm doing good, Debbie. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm so glad you called in and everything and see how you're doing. Mama Bear was looking for Mama Cat earlier, so I found you. but she's a former guest on this show and a big supporter. And she takes care of over 100 stray cats. That's why I call her Mama Cat. And, you know, she does her thing and helps them out. And she's a big heart. And she helps out raccoons and, I mean, you name it. But go ahead, Mama Cat. Giving you
a
standing ovation, woman.
I took a peanut butter jar off the head of a skunk and didn't even get sprayed.
Wow. Big time animal. When they see her coming, them cats, them stray cats, they say, hey, there's a Mama Cat. She got some food. Let's give her a standing ovation. You know, but she's making her life better. And it's awesome because their lives matter too. Right, Mama Cat? You're awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Vince, I wanted to say thanks for all the hard work you do. I heard you telling Debbie you don't do, you know, not to pat your back, and you do a lot, and the animals thank you for it, and I thank you for it. Absolutely,
yep.
And I 100% agree about kids needing education in the school system. I mean, they're pushing everything else. Why can't they teach these kids about taking care of animals? When I was growing up, I think more kids respected animals because we were raised on farms. I mean, I'm not sure what it is, but kids don't have a whole lot of respect for animals these days, and we got to change that.
Yeah, totally agree. I just want to say that I applaud your efforts. Somebody that could just basically take up arms by oneself and, you know, whatever it may be, taking care of a colony of cats, even if it's something unofficial. I mean, that's music to my ears, just helping out wildlife. That, to me, is a rescuer. So I thank you for what you do also.
Well, thank you very
yes.
much. We need more people, though. That's the whole trigger is we need, you know, I'm 63 and my health isn't all that great anymore, and you know, we're not all going to be around forever, and we need people so that when we leave this place, we know the animals are in good hands. I have taught my grandkids. I've got two that live here with me, and I've taught them, you know, how to care for animals and the love of animals, and they're both great animal lovers, and they'll be great animal advocates. But right now, they have to worry about school. You know, but
yeah,
they spread the word about what we do, and we have show and tell days at school, and I go in and I tell the kids, you know, what I do and what we do and the reason for it, and I think it's important, and the kids want to know about that. I've never had one child that stood up and, you know, made any off-color remark about animal rescue and helping animals. So they're
good.
Eager to learn as well. You know, we just got to do
good.
It.
Yeah, and that's the importance, I believe, in establishing a legacy. So if I was a animal rescue weatherman, if I was a forecaster, I would be able, I would say that my one of my sort of unofficial missions is to establish here, before I go to my maker, a legacy of sort of a pattern of education to where what I did here while I was here was everlasting. So, for example, it would have been maybe to establish some initiative somewhere, maybe a couple of more laws passed, because I'm a believer in legislation. I believe that there is liberation in legislation, and there is no liberation without legislation. So unless the difference between us, for example, and countries like China or Vietnam or Indonesia, for example, which are known notoriously because of the dog and cat meat trade, is that we are a nation, a civilized nation of laws. China, for example, has none. So we can sign petitions all day long. I'm sort of agnostic when it comes to petitions. I believe that they're good for raising awareness, but there's nothing that we can sign here that's going to make them put their butcher knives down. So things have gotten better over there, and some activists have got born, but as a result of all this, but for the most part, we haven't really, it's been a drop in the bucket.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we stop, right? That doesn't mean that we give up, but it's, sometimes it could be very discouraging because Debbie referred before to victories. But the truth is there really isn't any, a lot of victories. Animal cruelty in this country goes largely unpunished, and it's the same scenario time in, time out. Somebody will maybe, if they're lucky, they will get arrested. But generally, even if there's a fatality, even if there was a flat-out murder of that animal, they generally get bonded out the next day. And then if they do come back for their hearing, they might get maybe a fine, but that's about it. There's no justice. But again, right, as we keep going and evolving with society and hope to keep on bringing cruelty to light and changing hearts and minds, we can only hope that one day the penalties will actually become more, have more teeth, and that the law will actually get followed through and people will actually do time, which is a great deterrent for their crimes against animals. We can only hope.
Right.
That's right.
And, you know, people always complain about horrific videos or horrific photos that rescues and shelters and, you know, people in general post.
Yeah.
But that's how we got to, that's what we have to do to get people's attention. Because you
right.
can tell them until you turn blue about the 27 dogs that were in deplorable conditions. Until they see those pictures, it doesn't sink in. You know,
yeah, for sure.
And the
people complain
that
about what we post all the time.
Yeah, me too. And
well,
then
it's the truth
and
reality.
Said,
we can't ignore it.
I'm always,
you know,
I'm always bothered by the people that say, "Can't somebody do something?" Well, yeah, aren't you somebody too?
Yeah,
that's
I
right.
agree.
You know, we're all somebody, and yes,
that's
we
right.
all can.
Yeah. Absolutely. I get tagged probably about 150 times a day.
Oh, I know.
And
me too.
I even get a tag every once in a while. So, for example, from someone, and I'm not like laughing about it, but I'm just trying to figure out the mindset of someone that lives in Indiana tagging me about something that happened in Vietnam, telling me, please do something. It's like,
right.
We're in California, in New York. What would you like us to do?
Right.
So, but I understand, you know, people, and yeah, and so it's like, why not tag some people that live in Vietnam? Or, but the point is that, you know, I understand that this is what desperation does, and people will reach out and thinking. But again, as I told Debbie, I certainly hope that nobody out there thinks that I or the foundation has a special key or a special line with God to correct things. No, we're people. We're all full-time workers, you know, of anything from business owners to doctors to people in myself and business development. So we try to manage everything that we can by having these full-time jobs. And so you know, here we are getting tagged, asked for something, for somebody to do something, when they're in the same position to help as we are. So
exactly.
This is the cycle. This is what we have to deal with all the time.
Yeah, and we have to take care of United States first, America first. We got enough issues here. You know, we're overwhelmed with them, right? I mean, it's like, whoa. You know, I get messages too.
For sure. Our backyard is very dirty, trust me. What's the expression? The gardener with their weeds growing in his own backyard. So yeah, believe me, I do. But, you know, we're a worldwide foundation, and we're known for sort of having feelers all over the world. We have a ton of different balls in the air at once. And so even if it's something that we can't do anything about, maybe we'll post about it in somehow, some way, someone in some foreign country who can do something will see it. So, for example, if we post about a horrific event that's very common in the country of India, you know, we'll post about it with the intention of, hey, if anybody can identify who this man is, who has seen this man, it happened in this city, in this province, here are the particulars, this is the video, please let us know. And you'd be surprised, we put that information out there, and out of nowhere, we'll just have people say, I know where that is. That's next to where I live. And so I believe that's where it can be good, but again, a lot of times we do this for awareness in hopes that we will achieve a degree of justice somehow. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. What can I say?
Yep, it's worth a shot.
That's true.
Absolutely.
We got to take the chances, you know. We can't give up. If we give up, we automatically lose. We don't want that. We got to stay strong and relentless and keep coming back, because it's not going to happen overnight. And we do. We need stricter laws, because some of these abusers, I can't believe what they don't get punished, really. You know, so,
yeah.
And it's terrible. And it's like, so what's the next step? We have to go strengthen them laws and make sure they get time and do some time and learn. Because if they don't, they're just going to be repeated offenders, because they know they got by with it, and they're going to get by with it again and again and again. But anyway, Vince and Mama Cat, we're coming down to 2 minutes here. Vince, I want to really thank you for coming on air this evening. What a great show. I mean, so informative and educational, and keep it up. I'm looking forward to having you back on again, okay? It won't be till 2024.
Yeah, I appreciate this, Debbie. I really do. There's so much to talk about, I realize.
It's
such a short period of time. But we just encourage anybody who's listening right now, check us out. You'll see what we're about if you don't know. And again, I just would be forewarned that, again, we're not easy to look at. But we're doing the best we can to lend voice in any way we can. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but that doesn't mean we can't keep on trying. So
that's
I
right.
Encourage everybody out there, just find your talent, figure out a way where you can best serve whatever your talent lies, and then figure out a way to apply it to animal rescue, comprehensive animal rescue, well, it be the physical rescue, legislation, education, outreach, advocacy. And if anybody has questions, please message us on Instagram if you need any guidance, or Facebook, and we'll do our best to be receptive to it and hopefully make an advocate out of you.
That's right. The Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation. Give the animals hope to carry on. And we got 60 seconds left, Vince, but we're looking forward to having you back in 2024, okay? Because I'm booked up till December 7th, and you know, another more great shows. And so, everyone, thank you all for tuning in this evening. And please visit their website, the Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation, okay? And or their Facebook page or Instagram, see how you can help out. Make some, you know, small, large donation, help them out. And the animals are so well worth it. I mean, they need our help. They need our voices. We are their only voices. And a big shout out to my mother, Moose, a.k.a. Patty Dahmer, listening to some of your beautiful woman inside and out, everyone. But I want to, Mama Cat, thanks you for all your support and everything. Are you ready to rock and roll? Paul in hand.
In hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night,
yep.
Everybody.
Thank you. Awesome, man. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for
Thank
tuning
you.
In. Bye.
Keep on trucking, Erica. Keep on saving out there. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Vince.
So much.
Nice to talk with you.
Great show,
thank you,
Vince.
Okay, have
awesome.
A great day, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye-bye, Mama Cat. Big hugs. Mama Bear hugs.